Hello, fellow saints, and welcome. We're so grateful that you're here today. Thank you for your support and standing with us in advancing the kingdom of God. If you'd like to give today, we invite you to do so, but please know there is absolutely no pressure. Your presence and prayers mean so much to us. For those who choose to give, your generosity makes a real difference, and every gift, no matter the amount, is deeply appreciated. Please know that 100% of all proceeds go directly toward our nonprofit activities and outreach. For more information about our outreach programs and community, you can visit our Instagram page. Giving is simple. You click the Make a Gift link in the navigation menu or scroll down to the bottom of this page and follow the link provided. Thank you once again for your kindness and faithfulness in sowing into the kingdom. Together we are making an impact. Thank you for tuning in.
Greater love for Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the fellowship, Lord God, loving on you and giving you glory, honor, and praise, worshiping your holy name, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord God. I thank you for this day. As always, days are wonderful. They're blessed with another opportunity to do good in your sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give glory, honor, and praise. And I ask that as I decrease, you would increase in me to teach your people your word, Lord God. Let this word not fall on deaf ears, Lord God, but let it hit exactly where it is supposed to go, to the changing and transforming of hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And as I decrease, do it for me, Lord God. Increase in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We are in the fifth statement of faith. Our statement of faith, it says, we believe that we are to become disciples of Christ by continuing in his word. So we believe that we are to become disciples of Christ by continuing in his word. Therefore, by growth in faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, not by speaking about things of Christ, but becoming a doer of the Holy Word and not just hearers only, that the truth can make us free. That the truth can make us free. So I'm going to go to, just to give you a heads up, I'm going to go to John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32. I'm also going to go to James chapter 1, 22 through 24. But just as I was speaking, I was also told to go to John 17, St. John 17:17, which is just a very short verse. It's not anything complicated, so you really don't have to turn there, but I'll tell you when I'm going there. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, we believe that we are to become disciples. The key word is become. The key word is become. The key word is become. Why am I saying that? Because a lot of us get caught up into the trap of operating as though we already are. And then we don't strive to do even better or do greater exploits in God because we're so busy concentrating on that we are. And that just gave me another scripture. Thank you, Lord. Stay there. Don't go there. So let me just prove that point so that we are all the way on it. It's in John chapter 1. I believe it's verse 12, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is. It says, in St. John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So for those that believe on his name, you now have the power, because you believe on his name, to become a son. You now have the power to become a son. See, you may be set apart now. You may be saved because of the confession of faith you made. That is your choice. You made the confession of faith, but you are not a son of God. You may be a child trying to grow in God, but you are not a son of God. You have not reached it to the place. Even Paul says that I press towards the mark of the high calling. In other words, he don't operate to have obtained already, but he constantly press towards the mark of high calling. The idea that he said press shows you that there is opposition. There's no need to press if something ain't pressing back at you. You gotta push past whatever you're going through. Push past people. Push past bad doctrine. Push past lies, manipulation. You gotta push past humiliation. You gotta push past sin. You gotta push past all these things to reach the goal so that you can be totally free, because this is what we're looking for, to become free in Christ Jesus, which you'll see at the end. We want to be a part of the law of liberty. Yeah, I know you're not with me, but everybody say the law of liberty. The law of liberty is what sets you free. You have to press to get to go there. So you must become a son. As many as received him, talking about the Christ, you now have the power to become a son. So when in that verse we say we believe that we are to become disciples, let's continue in that walk and find out where we are to go, because there's a complete road in this where Christ has not left us ignorant. He has not left us totally blind. And this is why when we go out to get people saved, we get them saved and we get them touched and we minister the word of God to them and we call on them and we say things to them, and then we leave them right there in the same mess that they are in and not, don't give them any more follow-up or any more anything to advance them, then we have done them a disservice, because we act like just getting them saved means you're already there. No, it's not. We have to continue in this. There's a continuance in this. So if you take the time to get somebody saved, then you need to get a number and you need to direct them to a local church, and you need to be talking to them or following up with them about salvation to make sure that the enemy don't come and snatch away what you have. The Lord has used you to plant in their heart, because he's there. Every time salvation takes place, the devil is right there to snatch away the word that is in men's heart. I could go to scripture and show you that, but that's a scripture for, that's a day for another time. We'll never get to the point if I start going down that rabbit hole, because there's a lot of scripture that proves these points. Call me. Let's talk about it. Anyway, so we believe that we are to become disciples of Christ. Now we go to John chapter 8, verse 31. Listen to what Jesus said. And I'm using all of Jesus, these words that are coming from Jesus. It says, then said Jesus unto the Jews which believed on him. These people believed on him. These people believed on him. These people believed on him. How did they believe on him? Let's go to 30. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. It is the word that makes people believe. It is not you. It is not any other power. It is the power of the word of the Almighty God, the word, the Logos, the spoken word of God that makes people believe. It says, then said Jesus to these Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. So what makes you free from all the hypocrisies of this life? What makes you free from all the lying, all the manipulation? What makes you free from your past, from the sinful things you did? It is only the truth. It is only the truth. And I need to show you the interchangeable connection between the word and the truth. Between the word and the truth. Because everybody gets these things twisted. So I'm going to go to John 17:17. And in 17, Jesus is praying and he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the very word of God that you read, the very word of God that you get strengthened with, the very word of God that you study is the truth of God. It is the truth of God. I guarantee you it's the truth. There is no other truth in this earth but the word of God. It is wrapped in the word of God, so that the only thing that cannot be taken away is the truth of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall always remain. The word is going to be here long after heaven is gone, long after earth is gone. The word, because truth stands, absolutely true. It abides alone. It stands. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Because he is the word, he is the truth. You can't find it outside of him. You can't find it nowhere else. You can't manipulate it. You can't maneuver it. You can't change it. You can't do anything about it. When you look for the truth, you must look for Jesus. You have to look for Jesus. There's no other way. And so if you're looking for what you feel, you're wrong. If you're looking for what you think, you're wrong. If you're looking for what you want to see, what you believe, what your understanding is, and it has no backing by the word of God, you are wrong, you are wrong, you're wrong. And as soon as God's people, or those who are called by God's name, come to this conclusion that without the word of God, I am wrong, then the church will be a better place. And this world will be a better place, because truth is absolutely true. I don't care if you turn it upside down. I don't care if you stretch it. I don't care if you flip it. I don't care if you flop it. It's always going to turn out true. God's word is always going to be the same, no matter what you do to it. It's always going to be the same. It's never going to change. And so in continuing with this, he says, let's read it again. We believe that we are to become disciples of Christ by continuing in his word. Therefore, by continuing in growth. So if you continue in word, then you are continuing to grow. Without the word of God, there is no growth. Let me say it again. Without the word of God, there is no growth. I don't believe you heard me. Without the word of God, there is no growth. Absolutely no growth. You cannot grow based on how you feel. You cannot grow because of Bishop Flip-Flap. You cannot grow because of Deacon So-and-so. You cannot grow because of Mother Elsie or whoever else is in the church. You cannot grow by anything they do. They can love on you and that you feel the love, you understand the love, you see the love, and they are blessing you, and praise God for them. Praise God for them. Praise God for them. But they are growing. You're not. Because you cannot grow apart from the word of God. It is an impossibility. Because how do you grow in godliness if you cannot grow in truth? How do you grow in holiness if you cannot grow in truth? How do you grow in God if you cannot grow in truth? How do you grow in the light if you cannot grow in truth? It is an impossibility. It'll never happen. It'll never happen unless you go through this word. So everybody has got to be washed, as it speaks about in Ephesians, by the regeneration of the word. The word has got to get into your heart and regenerate and start changing and transmogrifying and moving things in your heart so that you'll come to the conclusion, I'm wrong and God is right. And when you confess that, Lord, I'm wrong and you're right. You have just stepped into fellowship with God just by that simple statement. When you try to hold on and prove that you're right, that's what keeps you stuck in the place that you are stuck. Why? Because you're sitting up here trying to look at the truth, the holy God, the mighty, omnipotent, glorious God, and tell him you're right. Think about that. How do you look at God, someone who is so awesome in power, someone that is so holy, and try to justify what it is you're doing when he has just told you you're wrong? How do you do that? See, you cannot be free unless you dwell in the truth. The truth will always be here to set us free. And continuing on, he says, growth in faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, not by speaking about things of Christ, but by becoming a doer of the holy word and not just a hearer only, that the truth can make you free. So how do you work this word? You have to do the word. You can't just hear it. Let me tell you something. The devil met Jesus in the wilderness, and the devil started throwing the word at Jesus. And as the devil threw the word at Jesus, Jesus threw more word at him. Why were they fighting with the word? Because the word is your sword. The word is what you fight with. The word is what you stand with. The word is everything. And as soon as people start understanding that it is not all the other things that we call everything, it is the word, the simple word of truth. And once we get into that and start putting that at the front of the boat, the icon in our lives, then the word, Jesus Christ, will stand at the tip of the boat and say, peace be still, and there will be a great calm in your life. See, it does not happen. That does not mean trial is not going to come. Because when the devil sees the word at the top of your ship, the front of your boat, he's going to come and try to attack and get you to doubt that he can get the boat to try to topple. But if you keep your eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, then you will not stumble. You will not lean to the left, nor will you lean to the right. You will stand because it is ordained by God. No matter what you go to, no matter what happens to your flesh, no matter what happens in this life, you hold it on to Jesus is everything. And you can only hold on to Jesus by holding on to the word of God. Why do I know that? Because the scripture says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. That is the only way to hold on to God, is to hold on to his word, to understand his precepts, his concepts, that all the principles would line up in life. That is the only way. There is no other way. You have to understand that. You have to understand that. And so, getting back to this, let's turn our Bibles to James 1:22. First chapter, 22nd verse. Amen, amen. I really want to go above this, but I don't want to get myself into a different subject, so I'm trying to read ahead. Okay. Let's go to 119. Let's go up to 119. It says, wherefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Swift to hear what? The word of God. Slow to speak about what? The word of God. Slow to wrath, or standing against what? The word of God. Why is that important? It says, in 20 says, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I don't care how angry you get. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care if someone says something about you. I don't care if they talk about everything you got and just irritated you. If you operate out of that, you are not operating in the righteousness of God. It is easier to just let people say what they need to say, walk away from them, and then try to come back and prove the point. Because people who are not believing God don't want to hear from God. And they don't want to bridle their tongue. They don't want to be quiet. They want to overtalk you. And so you have to let people go through their journey. I'm not trying to get into that, but I need to say that to lay the ground. It says in 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted what? Word. Which is able to save your soul. What did the scripture just say? The engrafted. When you speak the word, when you hear the word and you place it upon your heart, you write it up in your heart, you have engrafted the word upon your heart. The engrafted word is able to save your soul. Without that, you cannot be saved. You can talk all you want to. You can receive all that you want to. You can operate in whatever you want to. But if you are not being a hearer, if you're just being a hearer of the word and not a doer, you are not engrafting the word upon your heart. You must do what you know the word is saying in order to engraft this thing. And that is able to save your soul. Get what God is saying here. He goes on to say, but be ye doers of the word. Doers of the word. What does that mean? That means the word is above everything. The word is above everybody. The word is above anything you can think or ask. The word is above it. It is the only thing that's going to last. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall always remain. It is the only thing that's going to be here for eternity. It is everlasting. You'll never be able to get rid of it, and you'll never be able to conquer it. You'll never be able to overcome it. It is there for eternity. And people don't know the word like that. But it says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Deceiving who? Deceiving your own selves. So if you are a hearer of the word and you don't do what you hear, you have deceived your own self. This is why people keep falling up and down. This is why people keep falling back and forth into the same sin. This is why people keep going on this wheel, this Ferris wheel of foolishness in this world, because they hear the word of God, but they don't do it. They put on a good front. They put on a good attitude. They put on a good smile, but they don't do the word of God. The word is not engrafted in their heart because their souls are not being saved, period. You ain't got to argue with me, argue with God. It's his word. He said it. He tells you to engraft the word upon your heart because it is the only thing that can save your soul. So you can't be 10 years in the ministry, doing the ministry, and still falling in the same mess. If that has happened, listen, it's not over for you. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. But what it is that you need to get is you need to get the engrafted word of God that deals with your circumstance. The engrafted word of God that deals with your circumstance. See? And that takes me to another scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According as the divine power is given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Who called us to glory and virtue? Jesus Christ. Through the knowledge of him, the word of him, the understanding of him that has called you to glory and virtue. If you're going that way, then you will have the word of God. He gives us all things, not some things, all things, not a few things, all things that pertain unto life and that pertain unto godliness. So it is in this word. I don't care if you know how to find it. It is in this word. Anything that has to do with life is in this word. Anything that has to do with godliness, it is in this word. So that you will be without excuse. You will never be able to go to God and say, well, God, I didn't know. And God will take you straight to the scripture and show you there it is. Why didn't you read my word? If you don't read it and you don't hear it, you cannot engraft it. This is why the word of God needs to be preached. The scripture says in Romans, how can they be saved unless they hear a preacher? Someone who is in line with God, that God uses to pontificate his word so that it will reach into the souls and the hearts of men. And if you don't have that, if you just sitting around discussing word, you ain't doing nothing. But when somebody stands up and starts to talk that word and it starts to get into the heart of men, now you see God. That's when you see God. And God is starting to do things. And if those men would take that word, not just hear it, or those women would take that word, not just hear it, and they would go and they would do what thus saith the Lord, even if they would attempt, they would start to engraft that word upon their heart. And if that word gets engrafted on their heart, then they alone will be changing their whole trajectory. Because the word of God is able to save their souls. Jesus died on Calvary's cross that you could have this opportunity. But nobody digs out the opportunity. It is the word of God that's able to do this. And he'll work it out for you if you let him. But you have to let him. You have to let him. You got to let him. It don't just come by osmosis. You got to let him. You got to let him. Going back to James 1:22, it says, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Because if you're a hearer only, then it says deceiving your own selves. You have deceived your own self. You're going to be in the church slipping and sliding to this. You're going to be in the church slipping and sliding to that. You're going to be going back and forth to this. And then it goes on to 23, say, if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his face, his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So you look into a mirror. You see your face. You brush your teeth. You clean your face. You wash your eyes. And you see what you look like. Then as soon as you get out of that mirror, you're looking at yourself. Then you forget you are who you are. And you become something else in your mind. Even though to everybody else, you look like exactly what you are. You deceive your own selves. Because in order for you to continue to walk in the circles of God and not receive the Christ through his word, then you have to put on a front. You have to put on a knowledge, appetite in knowledge that is of this world that allows you to try to speak over people because you don't want to hear the truth unless it breaks you down. It's a defense mechanism. And it amazes me how listening to the word of God, remember he started this, Be swift to hear, slow to speak. Listening to the word of God is the key issue that man has. Every time, at least with me, I start to try to explain the word of God, people want to cut in and over talk and want to add their own thing. Why are they doing that? Not because they don't want to learn. What they want to do is they want to ride the train, because if I'm looking good to them, then they want to get on that so that they can look good too. That's that mirror. Or when I act like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, the pastor's right. I know that. I don't need no amen corner. I don't need you to signify or slap me on the back and say that's right. I am teaching God's word. It's already right. whether you agree with it or not, it's still right. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I don't need an amen corner. Who I need is Jesus. That's who I need. Mm-hmm. See? And so he says in 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Now, I know you heard of the law of Moses. Uh-huh. I heard you heard of the Ten Commandments, which are known as the law of Moses. But under this new covenant, there's two laws we're following. The law of liberty and the law of grace. And both of them says the law of grace, the law of liberty. Liberty meaning freedom to choose. Freedom to make your own choices. See, that's why the law of Moses can't save you. But your freedom to choose God above your sin. Choose God in the midst of your mess. Choose God and call on him in time of trouble. That is your freedom. He opened the door of freedom, or else he would be too far away from you. You wouldn't be able to call on him. He can't hear you. And if he can't hear you in time of trouble, then how can he save you? See, it's very common sense. It's very common sense. And you bring it down to the lowest common denominator, and you will find nothing but the truth. And when you look at the truth, you will find nothing but the word. And when you look at the word, you will find nothing but Jesus. Period. You can depend on everything else you want to. I will depend on the word. Why? Because it is eternal. Amen. It is eternal. Amen. So he says, and continue therein. He being not forgetful, a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. Look at what the scripture is saying. James 1:25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, look into that, and continue therein. Therein what? In the perfect law of liberty. See? That's the only thing perfect, this law of liberty. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Whatever you put your hand to the plow to do, God will bless it. Whatever comes in your mind to speak about, God will anoint it. Whatever it is that you can think about, as long as it's a place of God and you have word to prove what it is and you're operating on that word, you cannot fail. Remember, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He was there in the beginning and he's going to be there in the end. And the word is going to be eternal. So when you operate in the word, this is what separates you from the world. When Jesus said, you can't come into the wedding party because you don't have on your garment. Everybody think it's something else. They think it's the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. It is the word of God. If it ain't no word in you, it ain't nothing for the Holy Ghost to keep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. Please open up the eyes of your people and let them know that the word of God is the most important thing ever. Not discounting anything else, any part of the body, any part of your triuneness, anything, Lord, but knowing what is important, putting first things first, and then let everything else fall in place. Father, bring us to the place where we will see you, love on you, give glory and honor unto your name. Give us the things we need out of this word, Lord God. Show us how to study it. Show us how to get to it. For your scripture says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, by rightly dividing the word of truth. You wouldn't have to say rightly if it wasn't the wrong way to do it. I thank you, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I worship you, and I ask that in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice will be touched to change. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to invite you to pray this prayer. Dear God in heaven, thank you for sending your son. I accept Jesus now as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask Jesus the Christ to come in my heart and live. I choose light. I choose life in Christ. I choose truth. I choose the narrow way. I believe Jesus died for my sin. And according to the scriptures, that you raised him from the dead for my benefit. Heavenly Father, thank you for accepting me as your child. In Jesus' name, amen.
The evil ones dwell, cause they fail. What some like to refer to as hell, never unveil the downscale of the segregated, isolated, degenerated, and investigated committee. Destroy the whole city one by one, make it kill off each other with a knife or a gun, you having fun. But in the end, you'll be judged by the Lord, cause he gave the 10 commandments for you to follow, but you ignored. You living in sin, abomination against the ways of good. Now reading scripture, praying to God, even though you know you should. I try to keep myself together and the Lord I seek it, trying to treat my people right, listen to everything he's speaking. No, I'm not a teacher, a preacher trying to preach. I'm just speaking up some truth into your souls I want to reach. So learn about the man upstairs, look, he ain't a stranger, and get right with him, cause if you don't, then you're in danger.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children.
Don't feel exempt, come on, attempt to step into the light, because deep in your heart, you know what's wrong, you know what's right. Don't delay, stop playing with your worldly ways, cause once you sell out to the devil, ain't no need to pray. Cause when you die, that's where you lie, and ain't no resurrection. Burning in the lake of fire, left without no protection. Rejection is what the enemy really despises. He tell you what you wanna hear, but you know he good for lies. Rebuke the people stepping, that's your weapon, and it work. It don't matter what they say, it don't matter what he learn. Watch out for your enemy, watch out for your friend, cause trust don't get slim as we get closer to the end. So get yourself together, help your fellow brothers out. Stick together through rough weather, that's what it's all about. Your life is tearing you down and bringing sorrow, so pray tonight before you sleep, cause he might come tomorrow.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children.
Now when he came right now, they tell me what you can do, cause when it's time to get judged, see that's between him and you. Hit your knees and praise the one and only true Savior. That's all you're seeing behind closed doors, and yet he forget you. And if you don't commit your life living in sin, then in hell is where you dwell for eternity. And then you burn in fire, and the pain will never cease. Plus, ain't no getting out, though you begging and yelling, please. There is hope. Seven seals and the trumpets blow for peace in heaven and hell on earth. That's how the story's told. Now find your Bible, open it up and get some education. It's all there, loud and clear in the book of Revelation. The bottomless pit to the angel of death. You better think about it before you come up on your last breath. Repent for all your sins, learn to change your evil ways. He coming, prepare, we live in the last days.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children.
Cause he's coming.